Okay. Anything? Is there anything else under Bill. Fundraising that we need to discuss before we go on to new business?
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I think it's very risky to plan an in-person gala. Galas tend to have really high expenses. I assume you're going to do that, especially if you're going to have it at a hotel or someplace like that.
Well, Judon Boney had helped us get a very, very good rate at the Buffalo Soldiers Museum.
Okay. But also the caterer, you're going to be paying money. And, you know, you need to be able to make a decision a few months in advance, I guess, going by advance ticket sales,
Robin,
whether or not you're going to do it. Okay. But just be prepared, because I think this COVID thing is going to be with us for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to be afraid to go out. And, you know, even if it's an organization they support, and there's so many people who are going to be really afraid of or unable to donate much anyway because, you know, they have a sick relative or their relatives have been out of work for all this time and, you know, got to help with mortgages and rent and all this stuff. And so I just say don't count on it. And especially I wouldn't count on it making as much money as whatever you were originally, you know, hoping for. I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. And so just don't get your expectations up too high, and I hope that you don't put a lot of effort into it. Let me give you an example. Kay had a gala last fall, or maybe September, something like that. They put a lot of staff time in it. KPFK, they put a lot of staff time in it. They had some big names there.
Yeah.
They had, you know, great entertainment. You know, Amy Goodman was there and all this kind of, and it was a birthday celebration for them, too, I believe. And so it was just, you know, it sounded like a really wonderful idea, but I think it netted close to zero, probably less than zero when you consider all the cost of the staff time.
Yes.
And this was before the COVID-19. So just be aware there's lots of risk with something like that, too.
I know. I did notice, I did talk to Grace Aaron about that, and I think that they charged $125 per seat, and I think that the...
And they sold out. They sold out, too, by the way.
It was in a very beautiful venue, so it was probably a very expensive venue. And the food, I think the food was over $50 a plate. So I think that was one of the problems. But
you know, the problem is that to get a big enough place and have food, frequently it means that you have to have it at a hotel. And they charge a huge amount for food.
Know.
You know, $40 to $50 per plate is average, maybe less than average. And if you have it at Buffalo Soldiers Museum, well, you still have to be a caterer, and this is going to cost more for them to bring it in. So just be thinking of that.
We are working with Brian Havlinka, who has has run some events where they've raised $100,000, $200,000, $300,000. And Paula Miller is on this gala committee. And
okay, good.
And this is one thing that Robin is concentrating a lot of her efforts on. Okay, so the other item, there's another item, it's other. Do we want to talk, do we want to make any comments about the fund, the pledge drive in May? Sadly, I have not really heard anything about it. I did ask Robin about it yesterday. I asked about the dates because we arranged to meet with a telephone conference in May, and I said, well, is it going to be a problem to meet when the pledge drive is going on? And they say that the pledge drive is going to be very, very different, but I haven't heard any details about it. Does anybody have any comments about that?
This is Mike on the staff. Are they going to do it through the page? Or are they going to do it another way, having people call in a different number?
I don't know. I think it's supposed to be some sort of virtual thing. So I guess I will put in a call to Judon to ask him if there's anything we can help with that. I just know that they're going to be, all of these programmers are going to be soliciting for money from their remote places. There's absolutely not going to be anybody in the station. So
are they going to be able to do it live?
That's why you need to be able to do it up to date.
What did you say, Venetia?
I'm sorry for butting in, but I'm doing two or three things at the same time on this phone, on this call. I said that is why it is imperative that that website is 21st century.
Okay.
Ms. Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I agree with Venetia. And, you know, they can do, I assume they can still use Allegiance, you know, the call service too, like we used in the last fund drive. Assuming they have people, assuming they have staff working, but are you sure the staff are going to be able to call in live? Because they haven't been allowing staff to do live shows, volunteer staffs, from home. I don't know why, because, you know, they could call in, they could host the show from home, the staff should take phone calls. Of course, somebody's got to be on the board, but if you're not going to have make arrangements for that, it's going to really hurt the drive. And it really helps for people to say, well, okay, we're close to the goal. We need $100 to reach the goal. And you can't do that if it's pre-recorded. So,
Nancy, I'm still...
Check on that,
go
I guess.
Venetia, did you want to say something?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Nancy, what do you want to say?
So far, I've caught two shows that did live remote. Simotas last Friday. She was instead of taking calls, she did not give a telephone number, but she said her email. So she was reading the questions emailed to her on the show. And I did not ask Bobby to confirm or Neboot if it was done live or not, but it sounded like, you know, it really did. And then Egberto did a show Tuesday, I believe. Was it Tuesday? I can't remember. Yeah, his show is 3:00. And he gave out a different telephone number. So he's taking call-ins from home, remote viewing. I mean, not remote viewing. What did I say? Remote broadcasting. So I think only those two shows are remote and live. And Rourke's show in the morning, Tuesday through Saturday, is live at the station because he's paid staff. After that, I don't know, and I have not been able to. I wanted to leave Bobby and Nibu alone with my questions because they are really frazzled, and because a lot of people are not sending in shows on MP3s, and so they are picking things to do from the past. So people sound younger because they are.
Well, I did hear Larry Winters, I don't think it was this past Saturday, it was the Saturday before, and he was telling people to go down to the Mucky Duck. So
for the birth of fish.
And
right.
I think that was programmed in advance and it was patched together. So it was sent it was sent on a thumb drive or something, but whoever did it, they did not delete the sections it was a very nice interview, but it did have some things that should have been, you know, cut out. What were you going to say, Nancy?
Sandy said he worked on, like when we had a development brainstorming session, the first one. Sandy said he said it took a lot of time to piece together that old shows of Larry. I don't know why. Is Larry sick or he? You know what I think? Our programmers just don't know how to do it. They don't know how to make an MP3, and they don't know how to live broadcast. And then the main thing about live broadcasting, you're going to need somebody in the station. You're going to need a board op, and we only have two that are paid. And then Nita said, don't let volunteers into the station. Don't let them do it. So I think for us, KPFD, we are at the biggest disadvantage because we don't have paid board ops. We only have two people that are not really board ops, but they can do it. And the other stations, the other four stations, they have paid staff. So, but, you know, those staff could get sick. They could get sick. And they could, you know, because they're using the same control room air. I think we really should think about, we need to get our volunteers in there, and if they sign something releasing Pacifica of liability, And also if they use a maybe level B hazmat suit or has independent air, then they would be covered. And I think our paid staff should be having the same. And those suits are around $264 if you can get them. I don't know if it's sold out last time. But I think that we got to get some board ops in there. Otherwise, we cannot do.
Well, I would like to.
I think we ought to check and see
how Simotas did her show. And have see if we can get more programmers to do that.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill. Thank you, Nancy.
You know, I don't want to tell management how to do stuff, but I think we can give this a suggestion. And especially if they're planning on doing a fund drive next month, they clearly need a lot of help. And we have hundreds people with hundreds of years of experience collectively among our programmers. We've got people that know how to do this stuff. We've got people that don't know how to do it, and they're not getting put together. I've talked to a lot of them. They're frustrated. You know, some of them say, I know how to do it, but I don't know who needs help. I guess my suggestion is that they do probably several online staff meetings and say, what are your problems? What are your issues? How can we help? How can you help each other? And let them help figure it out. They can solve these problems.
Well,
they can help each other.
I think our interim general manager does know he needs to have staff meetings. But
well, you know, they're trying to do it all themselves, and Nancy's right. There's just not enough of them. They can't do it all, and they're overloading themselves. And you've got people sitting around frustrated because they want to help. They've got experience, and they're just not getting connected with the people that need it.
Well, if the general manager won't ask people who is willing to help, and if the people that say they're willing to help won't contact him by sending him an email.
I made a specific suggestion. You call it a motion if you want, but a recommendation that they have staff meetings, plural, because not everybody can do it at the same time, and discuss how they can... How the programmers can help each other. I guess that's what it's really all about. I don't want to put any more demands on staff other than to set this up. But most of the programmers don't have the email addresses for each other. Most of them only know a few people. They know them, but they don't know the other 150, you know, unpaid staff. And
well, right
just
now,
the bottleneck is
at Judon Boney because, like, you know, if you call Judon Boney right now, I guess I should send text to
he
him.
Could just,
like,
he
right
just
now,
say,
you can get a message
make this
to
happen,
him.
Or Bobby, make this happen. And then all they have to do is set up the meeting and then step back. They don't have to lead it. Well, they need to kind of get it going. But, you know, I'm trying not to put more demands on staff, but they've got to communicate. And we've got a huge resource here that's being underutilized, and we've got programming that really sucks. It's driving away listeners and members. I know. I mean, I used to listen to KPF all the time, and I'm not doing it now because I hear the stuff that's old stuff I've heard before. There's errors made. There's, you know, they're like playing, for some of the longer shows, they're playing half of it and then repeating it, the same half.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then like yesterday, last night, remember that was another example of, you know, they had a news show, news now, that were several months old,
And they said something about we're in the midst of impeachment.
Yes. Yeah. And so I listened about half of it, and I just turned it off. You know, and that's what most people probably won't listen to that long. And so this is going to hurt us in Fund Drive. It's going to hurt us really bad. We've got to get this stuff fixed before.
All right, everybody, we are not okay. Yep. We are under fundraising, and we are talking about the pledge drive. We're ready to go into talking about programming and its effect on development.
For an action item, who's going to contact Judon about this? Because this is a suggestion to make the fund drive more successful. Don't wait till the fund drive. Have a staff meetings, teleconference before then, asking how can we make this work better.
Tom, the stack.
Yes, Tom.
I will make attempts to try to get a hold of Judon Boney.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Tom, what will you be saying to him?
I will be saying to him that we need to organize a staff meeting, either virtual or teleconference, and see if we can get these scheduling done for the fund drive, and if he will be allowing volunteers to help to assist.
And they have to let the staff talk to help define the problems.
Right.
And don't just talk about the problems that Judon sees or that Bobby sees or Nubu sees. The frustrations, because I know they're calling me and I can't do anything about it. You know, I tell them to call Judon, but they're frustrated and they want to help a lot of
yes.
skills. And, you know.
Yes, Bill, I was going to also address that issue as well, because I'm frustrated and I'm willing to get in there and, you know, get after it, because we have to keep this station going, and that's just all there is to it. And
right.
if somebody is willing to help to try to keep KPFT alive, then yes, you know, I agree. We should allow some type of scheduling. They only be in there for certain hours, couple hours or whatever, and we rotate. You know, we rotate volunteers.
Well, I can tell you this. There is no way, absolutely no way, that Judon Boney will allow anyone into the station. He's
You're assuming one particular solution.
He does not even want to talk about it.
That doesn't have to be the solution. You're assuming that's the solution.
Okay,
that doesn't
well,
have to be the solution.
I'm only responding to something that Tom keeps saying, and
yeah,
he's talking
okay.
about going into the building.
Okay.
That cannot, that's not, it's not going to be allowed. So, Tom, do you understand that what I think the group is expressing is that somebody needs to talk to Judon Boney and encourage them or set up a meeting and let them volunteer to help each other do
yes.
remote
yes.
or live programming? Live or pre-recorded.
Yeah. Excuse me. I also mentioned that either virtual or teleconference or live, you know, programming. Yes, I did mention that. Obviously, I wasn't, you know,
okay.
I wasn't specific. But okay, I understand.
I'm just telling you, if you go in saying, "Well, we want people to go in the building," that the conversation will go nowhere. And
well. I'm not saying that we want to have people go into the building. I'm saying that if we're going to have any type of development on the fund drive, that, you know, one person can't do it all by themselves.
Okay. Venetia, for the stack.
Go ahead, Venetia.
First of all.
I'm sorry, Nancy. Go ahead.
I wanted to tell Tom, because he was not maybe at the last board meeting, that Judon Boney said he was ordered not to allow anybody except paid staff into the station, and that NITA, that finance oversight company that we're paying $29,000, almost $30,000 a month to make sure we do our work right, they made an order, do not let any volunteers into the station. And then the thing is, the other stations have paid board ops. We do not. We have volunteers. So that's why we're in this mess, and we don't have money to be hiring anybody. But, I mean, I think we can get volunteers to maybe take a salary and then donate it back to the station in growth. And sign a liability, release of liability. But we're going to need some board ops in that station. But Bobby and Nibu only is not going to cut it.
Well, that's what I'm getting ready to say. First of all, it don't need to be the one person in that station, and that includes Markeisha, Judon, and anybody else. Only person that needs to be in that station is the board operator. They go to work. When they get off the board, the next person comes in. One person in the station. So all of that having that discussion about people coming in, that's moot to me. How do you think the other stations are doing things right now? They're not having that whole staff come in to work the camera.
Venetia, that's what we're saying. The other stations have more board ops. We only have two.
Okay, and that's what my point is. I don't want to hear about paid or unpaid. if they're certified, if that's the case, whatever you have to do to make them legitimate, then you make them do it. It has nothing to do about money. It has to do about skill right now. And whoever's not having that right conversation with the right person, they don't know what they're talking about. I'm sorry. Can't no finance company tell you that somebody can't come into our station. The board operator is more important than the finance person. Let's don't get it twisted now. The board operator is more important than the finance person. We are a radio station.
Thank you, Bernice.
I'm just saying it. That's the truth. All these other people want to be employed. Right now, the most important person, the number one person, and that's over Judon, I'm sorry, is the board operator. It's the person that knows how to keep that station running. I was taught that at 18 years old. Now, y'all don't know that? Anybody else that don't know that, they don't have no business in radio. That's just a fact. Who keeps the station running? The board, the chief engineer, or whatever engineer is on duty at the time. Y'all want to call them programmers. The real name is engineer. Who is the person who keeps it up and running? It's the engineer. I'm done with that because, see, some of that stuff y'all be talking about, it drives me nuts. I got the credentials to go in there and run that board. And I ain't got paid. I'm FCC certified to run that board. I don't need to get paid for it. Not that I'm finna go in there and run the board, but I'm just giving you an example of what I'm talking about.
No.
But having all of these discussions, that's y'all just really don't know. This is what drives me nuts. Because it's like, where were y'all trained at? Right now, in this pandemic, the most important person is the chief engineer. And the chief engineer should make the schedule for all the engineers. And I'm going to call them by their right name. If a time period is 4 hours, then when that person walks off, then the next person comes in. That's it.
Thank you, Renisha. That's what I'm my
done.
Point.
That was your point?
Yes.
You have
a schedule. You have a schedule that everybody abides by. They pull their hours at operations, and then they get out.
The general manager has told us there will not be anyone in the station unless they are paid.
They were talking about
pay them. Pay them $15 an hour or whatever.
Thank you.
If you can't bring in $15 an hour during fund drive, the show shouldn't be on the air.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, maybe when you talk to Judon, Venetia, you can ask him that
question. Oh, I will have a long conversation with Judon.
Okay.
You already know.
All right, so let's go to the last item, other than setting our next meeting, which is programming and its effect on development. Bill, do you want to lead this discussion? Let's only give it about 12 minutes, okay? Because it's almost 7:30.
Okay, well, this kind of fits into what we're just talking about, too, or partly.
Yeah.
We have programming problems, multiple programming problems. And even before the fund drive, we had issues with, you know, not bringing enough revenue. You know, the fund drives have not been successful the last year and a half, been really poor. And we ran something like a $140,000 deficit in, was it FY19, I believe? 18 or 19. I think it was 19. This is an example. It was FY19. And we can't afford to do that in. This is before COVID-19. It's going to be hurting. It's going to hurt us more. We've got, as I was saying earlier, people who are even longtime donors. Some of them aren't going to be able to donate, or certainly not as much. Even if they didn't lose their jobs, a lot of them are helping family members that lost their jobs or, you know, stuff like that. So it's going to be hurting. And it's a luxury we can't afford to have programs on that are not pulling their weight and they're not bringing any donations. I don't expect them all to bring in the same amount, but they need to be, a lot of small donations are important. At least that shows people are listening and care about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got some shows that aren't bringing in hardly any donations at all, either in numbers or dollars. And we've got to change that. And we've got to fix all these tech problems. If we have to hire some people, again, some more board ops, we'll do it. It's a minor cost compared to, you know, the amount of money we potentially could bring in. And I think we're losing people already, right and left, with all these, you know, old programs that people are hearing and not having current stuff. If it's a public affairs show, especially, music shows could be repeated a little more easily as long as we don't keep talking about live shows that they can get people can go to. But public affairs show, people want to hear what's new. I don't think everybody wants to hear about COVID virus all the time. People are getting saturated on that. But there's lots of other stuff going on in the world with politics and science and technology and the environment and other stuff. You know, the
Alan
rest of the world doesn't
Alan
stop.
For the stack.
But
Alan
we've
for
got
the stack.
To get programming that will attract donations, or we're going to have to kiss these fund drives goodbye.
Alan for the stack. Do we have an understanding? Do we have an understanding with everybody on this call that we need to hire more board ops?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wait. Hey, Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. The Koreans are reporting that they're having people, you know, who are supposedly over it and have antibodies, and then they're having relapse. And so this is a weird virus. It's a novel virus. So it doesn't behave the way that we have known in history viruses. You know, once you get it, you're okay. You don't get it again. But this one is repeating. And a lot of our programmers are elderly. They're baby boomers. And they may have diabetes or whatever, high blood pressure. And so I think there's a good reason why the Pacifica National, the Pacifica managers were told only let paid in and don't let volunteers in. I don't think it was to run down the stations. I think it was more, you know, about health.
Save lives.
So we don't kill our people.
That wasn't my point, though. My point was that if we want this fund drive to be successful, we've got to make some, we've got to fix these programming changes. I mean, fix the programming problems.
Well, we have lots of good shows that are being done at the other stations.
Yeah.
Live.
Put some of those
and
on.
We could be playing those. Yeah, we could put those on. I think our manager, I don't even know if he knows our programming. You know, he came in on December 4th, and I don't know if he even knows what we have and what the other stations have. Has he had time to even know that? Maybe we should take a list and start listening or finding out from the other stations, giving him, because they could be able to put those shows on.
I would like to suggest something. I did, but and this is kind of me playing with programming, but I would like to suggest that we air the entire Tom Hartman show live in the afternoon or whenever, because he does it in California, or he does it on the West Coast, that we play the entire 3 hours and have our other shows work around that. That would be 15 hours that we wouldn't have to have a paid board op just sitting there. You know, I think once they got it started, in the same way with Rourke, you know, to me that might be one of the solutions. Another thing is that we should use more syndicated programs like Dave Pac-Man show. Which is a Monday through Friday show. And if we use that, then there would be another show that if we have people that are not properly submitting their thumb drives or whatever is necessary, like what happened Tuesday night? So that we rely a little bit more upon the syndicated
shows. Happens all the time.
That they are at least current, relevant programming, public affairs programming.
It's hard for them to listen to the shows and put them on at the same time. I don't see how they're existing, those two guys, really.
I agree with Teresa, though, and you don't have to listen to them all. Just take shows that you know are good.
No, of course not, but But, I mean, it would help if we worked together, and then we have May to be able to survive, because Markeisha said yesterday in the Finance Committee, Anissa and Vanicia, we have money until the end of May, and after that, no. So we're just praying that we get stimulus loans from the state of California and federal that we're waiting on. We'll have news next week whether we get it or not. That's just to help keep people on payroll. This is the worst situation that I think I remember since for 10 years I've been on KPFP.
Well, let's just talk about solutions, okay? Let's just come up with some suggested solutions. And, you know, I'm not criticizing Judon. He has to pick and choose and try things that are solutions. We have some experience, and, you know, we can just suggest them to him and see what he does. So, Bill, let's each of us make a solution, go around one more time before we decide on our next meeting good date, and move on. So, Bill, do you have anything else to say about programming and its effect on – I'll tell you what I think. I think that our IGM needs to look at this program grid about things that are current, cutting edge, and relevant.
Yes.
So, and do what is necessary to find programming that is current, cutting edge, relevant. And that means using syndicated programs or hiring people to train people to do remote things. You know, they don't have to go on the station. Whatever that takes, or talking with Simotas and having other people do it. I don't know what that is, but that's my idea. All right, so Nancy, you want to be next?
Yeah, the Lucy Live, you know, remote broadcasting, they have instructional videos in English. And then I'm on the National Programming Committee, and there's this Oscar Uyoba. They've been doing remote broadcasting for decades, and they know how to do it. And
are these nonprofits that will train you, or what are these?
I'm talking about KPFK people. I've already the Spanish shows. They've been doing it for a long time, and they have no problem. So I asked him. I said, "Could you please teach our people over here?" You know, and I told him about the Coopers and Feely Delgado and. Because there's no instructional videos in Spanish. So anyway, there are instructional videos in English, but we do need board ops. We don't have. And so I think my idea is pretty safe. Have them in a hazmat suit. And then they sign no liability to Pacifica.
And can you get a hazmat suit for all of them?
Huh? Yeah, we're going to have to. I think that's the only way to do it safely. And I think
who's
Bobby
gonna get them?
Who should have suits on. It's $264 for a level B suit.
You're competing with hospitals, Nancy. You're not going to get them. If hospitals don't have all the PPE they need, we're not going to get them, I think.
Well, okay, instead of being negative, that's what we're going to have to do if we want to survive. Unless we expect our people to drop dead and take that chance. I don't think we could. I don't think we want to do that. I mean, if one person dies.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was the station cleaned?
You're asking, is the station clean?
I said, was the station clean? Fumigated, whatever. Like they're doing all the schools. That's why we can't go back into the building until they are all cleaned. Was the station clean like that?
To my knowledge, the only three people that go into the station are Bobby Modad, Rourke Smith, and Naboo. Those are the only three people that even go in there. And I would imagine that they have cleaned the doorknobs and whatever things they touch. I don't know about the offices. I guess Naboo probably goes up to his office and then goes into the studio.
The reason why I asked that, because this would help me with Nancy's suggestion and the money part of it. the station needs to be fumigated. Whatever they're doing, everybody that goes in there, they need to, well, start Monday. You got to do it anyway. You need to be masked up and you need to be gloved up.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, you know, you don't go in there unless you're masked up and gloved up. And so, therefore, you're not spreading anything because you're masked up and you're gloved up. But the key
Thank you, Vinny.
But the key to it is that the station has to be fumigated. And I mean top to bottom. Top to bottom. Inside, out, office, whatever, top to bottom. What is that? The thing in the vents, all of that. It has to be done like that.
Venetia, would you like to say anything else about programming and its effect on development?
Nope, I said it all.
Okay, thank you, Venetia. I really do appreciate everything that you've contributed. Okay, Tom, what did you want to say?
I have to agree with Venetia that we need to have, if we're going to have people go in there, they have to have gloves, masks, and before they use the equipment needs to be wiped down and also sterilized. Now, that's what my point is as well. Thank you, Venetia.
I'm going to interject something here. I would imagine that KTSU and KUHF have a few more board ops. I think we should probably invest more money in board ops so we can cover our station 24/7 at something like between $12 and $16 an hour, but they have to be trained people. And all they're doing is switching things on, because if I'm listening to 88.7, I can't tell that it's not right there live in the studio, you know. So I think if we used some of our syndicated programming, it would be current. And if we did, if we had the right board ops, it would sound just like it was, you know, right there in the studio. And we don't have to spend $200 and some for somebody in a hazmat suit that's a volunteer programmer that only comes in for 3 hours a week. Anyway.
Mike Lewis for the stack.
First Tom, and then Mike Lewis, and then Bill.
Okay, I pass to Mike.
All right.
Okay,
Mike?
I've been a board operator since 1978, 42 years, and I have my mask and gloves. I also have a bunch of hand sanitizer because at my house and everywhere I go, I've been using all kinds of disinfectant. And I've got longevity in my family. Nobody has died of natural causes. We've all lived up into our 90s, but unfortunately an accident gets us. But I'm willing to help out and willing to train people to run the boards. And I did the last live show for Dr. Simotas, and I had to call Judon Boney and told him I'm coming in because no one knew what was going on, and even Abu and Bobby didn't know they were closing the station down at 7 o'clock. So I went in there. I showed Abu about loading the carts and how to run the show, and then how to load off a satellite and how to load off the cart machine. And then I turned the station over to him at 7 o'clock. That was almost 3 weeks ago.
So if we heard Simotas do her show this past week, it's because you had trained Nabu to help him with that 3 weeks ago?
I trained him and showed him what to do, and I've even gone over some things with Bobby. But Dr. Simotas has just been calling in, and I don't know now if they're just she's calling in and recording shows and they're playing it. But the last show she did, she just called in that I ran.
Hmm. Okay. All right, well, the problem is that we only have two people doing that, Bobby and Nabu, then.
I'm willing to help them out if they can help pay me, because I'm in between jobs right now.
Okay.
Same here.
Okay. So, anyone else want to discuss the issue of programming and its effect on development before we set our next meeting?
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, you know, Nancy had a good idea about Lucy Live. This is something some of us brought up about 3 years ago,
This is software, by the way. It's, and it's, you know, Google it. It's L-U-C-I, Lite, L-I-T-E. And
oh, okay. Is that one word?
No, two words, I think. But, you know, let's see the, I'll see, what is the website? I was just Googling it again.
Technica dell'arte.shop
or something. Anyway, but it's software. It's just software. You don't need to buy any hardware. And they have a monthly subscription thing. It's €1.90 per month. It's from some European place. And it gives you studio quality audio over IP, over an internet connection. They've got versions for Windows, for Mac, for Android, for iOS, and you have a corresponding, that's a little bit more expensive version at the studio, and you can have, you don't have to be in the studio. You can do the whole thing and have, it'll sound just like you're in the studio from home. See, that's what I'm talking about. And like, do what Egberto did. Just, I assume he just gave out his personal phone number, or maybe you can get a Google, what's it called, or a call-in number, or a Skype number where people can call in. Costs a few bucks a month if you don't want to give out your regular phone number and tie it up. And people can call into that. And you can do this all on your computer. You do have to have somebody at the station to at least get it set up. I don't know if they need to sit in the studio constantly. Mm-hmm. And frankly, I kind of agree with Venetia. Maybe Markeisha, if she's coming into the station, train her how to do this. Just get it set up, and then she could go back and doing her other work as long as she's listening, so that if something goes wrong, she could go down there. If she's working at home, then don't worry about that. But get some board ops, train people on how to do this, pay for some Lucy Live.
Is it Lucy Live or subscription. Lucy Live?
Oh, Lucy Live.
Lucy,
I'm sorry.
Live
but they have a, it's Lucy Live, but they have a Lucy Live Lite option, and they've got other, they got various versions of it. Just
okay.
Go to it and look for it. But that's just an idea. Some of the other states have been using it for years, and it doesn't require any special hardware.
Okay.
So, and for example, you could do an interview show. You know, you need a headset. You can get a good headset for like $20. Not a Bluetooth one. Okay, you have to worry about batteries and stuff. Get a wired headset that'll work with your phone or with your computer, and you can do interviews on Skype or whatever and send the audio to the studio this way. It's just one example. And it's a little more challenging with music, because you have to have the music at your home. You can't use the station music library, for example. That's a challenge for the music programmers. But a lot of them already have lots of music of whatever genres they typically play. But that's the kind of thing staff can talk about in a staff meeting, a conference call, and they can help each other out and, you know, help them figure out these things.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bill. And Nancy, you have mentioned Lucy Live several times, so I'm beginning to understand what it is. Maybe this is something that Venetia and I can mention to Judon next time we talk with him. I think we should all be
I already told Judon about this in a text or email. I can't remember, something like that. And I sent it to Bobby and Nibu at the same time.
Okay.
So they know it's just a problem of board op, and then we don't have money beyond May 31st.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's set up the next meeting. When I go to KPFTX, do we want to try to meet again before the? I don't know when the next pledge drive is. I had it written in my book, but now I'm kind of confused. When I'm looking at KPFTX for May, I see Tuesday. Didn't we decide that something's happening on Tuesday the 12th?
National finance.
I don't know why they haven't scheduled.
Well, Bill said they usually do the second Tuesday and the fourth Tuesday at night. Now that's from 7:30. If we do a meeting, we could do it earlier. That's a stress on you, Teresa, with your treasurer.
Right. We are the WPFW Outreach and Development is meeting on the 5th. There's an opening on the Tuesday the 19th, Thursday the 14th. Any preference?
Thursday the 14th.
All right.
Thursday the 14th.
I'm sorry?
Well, if we do a Thursday, it's got to be early, because sometimes the PNB meets on Thursday nights.
Okay.
You can listen to the recording.
Well, do we have any problem with, do we have any problem meeting at 4 o'clock rather than at 6?
Okay. Teresa, mm-hmm. we're talking about May, and that's when we're supposed to have the fund drive. Shouldn't we talk about this before the fund drive? When is the fund drive starting?
Nobody knows at this time.
Not on the website. No surprise.
All I know is that the last time we talked about it, to me, it started on the 14th of May, but I don't know if it's been changed since then.
Nobody knows at this time. That's it. We don't know.
Okay, and Teresa.
It might be all of May.
There you go, Bill.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Teresa.
Yes.
Your suggestion about Mr. Peck. I don't remember David
Dave
something Pac-Man. Pac-Man. Or Tom, yeah,
Dave
or Pac-Man. I don't know. Yeah, and then Tom Hartman. Please keep in mind that people in our membership usually do not give so much money for public affairs; they give for the music. It's a little bit opposite of the other. Well, no, it's all over network wide. More people give to the music shows than they do to the public affairs, but. Maybe things will change because of this disease.
But Ed, you saying that our station, Nancy?
Yeah, across the network, more people give money to the music shows than to the public affairs.
Okay.
But
okay.
The other stations have more public affairs than we do, and they're more interested in public affairs.
Okay, everybody. I'm going to schedule this at 4 o'clock on May the 12th, which is a Tuesday.
No objections here.
That's fine, Tina.
All right. So thank you very much for your patience, and look for the minutes. They should be going out fairly soon. And thank you so much for all of your information. To me, it was pretty productive. So I hope
I'd like to say something before we close.
I hope you can do what you said you were going to do. Look in the minutes. It'll repeat what you said you were going to do. Go ahead, Tom.
I'd like to thank everybody that we've had in my opinion, a successful meeting. And nobody argued, nobody fight back and forth, and we all work together as a team. And I appreciate that. Thank you.
I agree, Tom. Thank you.
I agree, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right.
Yes.
Catch you later, everybody.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.